smell just like fella. Yeah, part Melly Mel, part Van Helen, and we represent Illidale, but it's still repelling. Ayo, sicko show like Mike Moore's. My city ain't nothing like yours. Slipping in the darkness like war. Night crawl with the lights off. You see a lot of life lost for the white horse. Regardless, the charges making us all targets. All on a red carpet, guns from the black market. Ayy, who got the politicians in their back pocket? Pimp slap, pump that, give me that profit.
What's up, everybody? Give me that gossip. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, if you don't, I'm with that too. We got this country in some real interesting ways, so I'm good with that. But hopefully you all got to recharge and get a break and see people that you love, or just chill out, whatever it is you want to do. This was an interesting week, man. This is, as we reflect on things like Ferguson and just moving forward and Thanksgiving, like holiday, it was a real interesting week for a lot of people. Before we jump into it, because we're going to jump right into it, I want to say thank you to everybody that rocked with us or me before we got in the iTunes store. I purposely waited because I wanted to build up more of a grassroots movement, and we had a lot of downloads and comments and just folks participating, man. So I really just wanted to say thank you. You know, there'll probably be a lot more people listening now because it's in the directory, but to all the folks that really looked out for me during the earlier episodes, I really appreciate it. And to you new folks, welcome. I'm glad to have you. So let me jump right into it. And this may be one of the more serious podcasts that I ever do. I know we're in the comedy section, and that's just the section that I like to be in. There were a lot of sections that we didn't really fit in anyone, so I picked comedy. But I'm gonna reflect on Ferguson because I'm a black man, and it means a lot to me, and I was really involved during this time. So just to recap, on Monday, November 24th, the grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson, the cop that murdered Mike Brown. That evening, I joined protesters in Oakland, where I live. The crowd had to be over, I say, 600 people. It could have been more than that, but that's just my estimate. That was the first time I'd ever seen people on foot just shut down a freeway. That was a magical moment for me. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget being on the freeway and traffic is stopped. Like, that was crazy. The protest I took part of was completely peaceful. In my personal experience, both with protesters and the officers, everybody held it together. The wildest it got was a small bonfire that got set with a trash can and trash in the middle of the street. On camera, it might look really interesting. I posted it. It looks like really dramatic, but it kind of wasn't. And police were right there. So if it would have got out of hand, I mean, they ended up putting it out eventually anyway. So, like, in my, like, experience, though, like, I know a lot of folks are seeing, like, it's a whole lot of looting and things like that. That really wasn't my experience, and I was there with, I was out with a lot of people. The cops moved the riot line down the street. They wanted to clear the freeway and put out the small fire. For the most part, people were really, you know, responsive to that. Nobody really got out of line. And the cops didn't really get out of line either. It felt like they kind of understood what was going on, and they wanted people to be able to express themselves. And I do live in Oakland, California, so there is a bit of a liberal bubble here. But there are a lot of angry people out there, and I think everybody did a good job in the protest that I was a part of. I, along with about maybe 10, 15 other people, we got held for about 15 to 20 minutes. Because as the riot line was kind of pushing towards the fire, it's just riot protocol that nobody gets behind the police line. And I mean, it was fine. They explained to us what was happening, and I just sat there and waited and posted pictures that I took from the evening on the Facebook and Instagram. You can find those on my Facebook page and my Instagram page. If you're looking on my Instagram or Twitter, it's @CColeIII, @CColeIII. It was clearly an emotional night for a lot of folks on both sides, me included. It was a really emotional night. And what I saw is Facebook become a battleground. And there were some extremely tense moments with folks that I've been friends with for a really long time. And I had to make it really clear that they shouldn't confuse our friendship or relationship with them saying out-of-pocket things to me. So there was a lot of things that I felt were just out-of-pocket, and I was very direct in my rebuttal that this was not just another topic that we can kind of argue back and forth. Like, there were some real things at stake, in my opinion, and those conversations, some of those could have ended friendships, and I was kind of ready for that on some level, to be totally honest with you. And I'm pretty sure I was clear. Nothing major happened or anything like that, but it wasn't just one of those, like, faceless CNN stories. Like, this was something that I had really, really strong feelings about. And they did, too. It just, they may have feelings in a different direction, but, I mean, I think we were all, it was an extremely emotional night. Folks kept bringing up black-on-black crime and looting, and, I mean, those just seemed to be the two things that I heard just the most about. Lucky for me, I have a podcast where I can speak on those things. So here are just my thoughts. And if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you kind of got these things. But these are my thoughts, mine alone. They don't represent who I work for, who I'm friends with, any of those things. So the two things, like I said, was the black-on-black crime thing and the looting thing. So on black-on-black crime, of course it's an issue. It's one, like, I care really strongly about. I care so much that I've dedicated my life to working with black boys that grew up in, that grew up poor in the hood, just the same way that I did. We are the most likely to be victims and perpetrators of black-on-black crime. So to assume that protesters only care when a white person kills a black person is, I mean, it's not just insulting, but it's asinine, man. Like, stop creating this false dichotomy. Like, like these two things can't exist in somebody's mind. Like, I can't be upset about one thing and another thing. Last I checked, humans have evolved enough to where we can have multiple emotional bookmarks at once. Just stop making that lazy argument. Like, what about black-on-black crime? Like, yeah, man, I care about that a whole lot. Like, a bunch. And then the other thing was looting. Listen, I'm not advocating that folks loot or riot. Like, I'm just not as upset. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Like, if somebody came up to me and said they were about to smash the Starbucks window, I would personally do my best to talk them out of it. I've made, like, a bunch of points about this. So, but I'm not, like, super angry at that. Like, that stuff serves a purpose in these types of ordeals, man. It makes people pay attention. Sadly, it's sad that, that's the thing that has to get people's attention. But people, like, are still talking about Ferguson, not just because that boy died or because Darren Wilson has now resigned, but they're talking about that boy because, like, they made Ferguson pay for it. So, first, my first point was this. Like, the oppressor can't control how the oppressed responds to what they perceive as injustices. It's just like a bully that's taking a kid's lunch money every day. We're going to take this to an elementary school where a small, scrawny kid is being bullied by some bigger, stronger bully. Okay? That kid goes to the teacher, and then he goes to the principal, but the kid continues to take his lunch money and humiliate him in the process. Well, although it's frowned upon, this very small boy picks something that he can grab up and he hits this bully. Now, the scrawny kid gets suspended, but the message is received. Like, there are consequences. Like, critics are right. There are some folks that just want to smash things and they just want to see things burn. And they probably not in this for the right reasons. You are absolutely correct. But it's the injustice that continues to happen over and over and over that gave them that opportunity. That's what gave them that opportunity. I'm not saying that I want these folks out here looting. I'm not saying any of those things. But the interesting thing is that there was a Starbucks in downtown Oakland. I might mention this again, but like, I went to, you know, see if there's anything I can do to help. I went and bought stuff at that Starbucks today. That Starbucks was operating fine. There was a Starbucks on 8th and Broadway, and it got looted. But you know what? That thing was up and fully functional today. And as I was typing out, as I was writing out my notes for what I wanted to talk to y'all about today, like, they were fixing everything that happened at that Starbucks. I'll talk more about that later. The other point that people kept bringing to me is like, well, MLK didn't riot. Martin Luther King Jr. didn't riot. Like, and you are right. Like, Martin Luther King Jr. is one of the greatest leaders of our generation. And he is a beacon and an icon of what nonviolent movements can be. I love and honor and respect that man to death. And so he didn't, but there was a ton of black folks fighting around him. Like, the rioting that happened in the age of King ultimately made him more powerful. Not only did he galvanize black people, but it drew in other groups because they could see the alternative. Watts could have very well happened in other places, like the LA riots and Watts. The criticism also came the week of Thanksgiving, the day that we celebrate how we slaughtered the people for their land. Like, I mean, in this country was taken in blood. The founders of this, not we, I wasn't really a part of that, but the founders of this country got fed up with how things were going in a different country and had a revolution and left. Like, they got really upset and they, like, murdered and pillaged and, like, started a war for their independence and their freedom. Like, here's the major difference between my last point. Again, like I just said, I was at this Starbucks in downtown Oakland on 8th and Broadway for my people in Oakland that's listening. I like to, like, mention places that you know. It makes it feel more homely. It was looted the night of the grand jury's decision. Like, I was sitting in that place today. It was fully functioning. They haven't missed a beat. But you know what, though? Those black boys that lost their lives to these authority figures under sketchy circumstances will never be restored. They're never coming back. So while I definitely don't advocate for looting and rioting and things like that, but I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that that was the things that make this country take notice. It's true, man. So I wanted to just really jump into that because I have been talking about it. It's something that's major in our community. It's a big thing, and I'd be remiss if I didn't speak on it. I stood out there with the people. I just came back from a very peaceful candlelight vigil at Lake Merritt in Oakland, California, where there was a lot of people that stood out in the rain to honor the lives of these boys, these young black men, and to just say how they felt. I mean, people are hurting. Folks are hurting, and I know that there are a lot of people that have a lot of feelings, and folks may not agree with how people are feeling, but these things don't happen in a vacuum. It's not just Mike Brown. It's not just that one situation. It's not just Officer Darren Wilson. These are things that have happened sequentially from other things that have happened. Like, these things are building upon themselves. And folks, the only constant thing is that these folks keep getting off. These folks that are, like, killing black boys keep getting off. So, yeah, man. A people can be, they can only be slapped around so much before they, like, punch back. But now everyone's telling those folks that they're out of line. I am, one last quick story. Like, I'm a huge Kentucky Wildcats fan for a bunch of reasons. I used to live in Kentucky with my grandmother, and UK was the first college I had ever seen. I just love Kentucky basketball. Well, that school won the championship not that long ago. And you know what happened? A bunch of white kids rioted and looted when they won the championship. They weren't demonized. They weren't told they were out of control. It was chalked up to them just being excited and happy that they won a championship. I live in the Bay Area. Not a San Francisco Giants fan at all. Not even a little bit. But when they won the World Series, they've won it a few times in the last 5 years. Like, it was like a bus that got turned over. It was a bunch of crazy stuff that was happening. My point is that things just seem to be taken a different way when it's done by dark folks sometimes. That's just how I feel. You can definitely disagree. Well, I wanted to make sure I spoke on that before I moved on. I don't know how often I'll be coming back to Ferguson, but it was really hard. Even though you knew what was going to happen and you knew how the verdict was going to come out. Like, I mean, watching the person who was supposed to be the prosecutor just be so dismissive of the case. I mean, that's disheartening. It wasn't even like, you didn't even respect us enough to hide it, in my opinion. I mean, it's hard, man. It's definitely hard. So, that's probably as serious as this show is ever going to get. But I wanted to pay homage to something that's very real that's happening in our country. And, you know, not only, like, it's a lot of Facebook, Twitter activists out there. And if you really want things to change, you got to get out there and do some stuff. However you decide to do it. I've been working with young black boys for a long time and helped a lot of young black folks get into college and through college and have money for those things, and serving as a social worker and working in these systems that are really tough for our kids. That's really tough for our families, that lead to some really bad stuff. Like, I've dedicated my life to doing that. My degrees from college have gone towards doing that type of work as opposed to work that could potentially actually make me a lot of money. But I feel responsible, and I feel responsible for my people, and it's something that means a lot to me. So I do want to transition, because Thanksgiving is a very special day for me, but for a different reason. Like, that day just means different things to different people. And for me, it's the day that my angel, Ozetta Hooper, my granny, she passed away. She passed away in 1992. And just real quick about my grandmother, she still to this day is the sweetest, most amazing person I've ever met. She's an angel, and I really wish that y'all could have known her. My parents, well, I'll get there, but I've never loved anyone as much as I've loved her, and I just want to take a moment to honor her memory in our first iTunes Store directory show. First off, my parents were caught up in drugs, like, really bad at this time, so I stayed with her a lot. It just is what it is, and that might sound sad to other people, but I got to spend time with the most amazing, amazing person. And she taught me how to love people and manners. And, like, she's the one person that I work to make proud. My most shameful moments come after I reflect, and I know she can see those things. Like, I regularly speak to this woman, even though she's been gone for 22 years. Ozetta Hooper. So she's just an amazing person. And so what I normally do on Thanksgiving is I normally just kind of sit and reflect on like the year and things that I've done. And y'all may find it weird. Like I like have a conversation with this person who is no longer with us. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel connected. And I'm just very proud of her and what she was able to kind of pass on. You know, sometimes, like, our parents put more into us because they want us to have better lives than what they've had. And, you know, my parents didn't really get it initially. Like, both my parents are doing really well now. They've been cleaning us over for a long time. But my grandmother didn't get to see my mother go through that. She saw my mother while she was, you know, an addict. Like, well, she's always going to be an addict. But she saw her in the midst of that. And I don't know. She just had this extreme faith in me, even at like as a little child, of the things that she told me and how she dealt with me. And I just want to honor her. So when we go out, when I end this show, there is a piece that is dedicated to her. When my grandmother passed away, my mother, there was a song that she just kept playing over and over. And it was by the Wyans, and it was called Tomorrow. It's one of the most beautiful songs I had ever heard. It reminds me of my grandmother. So, you know, how we do music to bring us in and to take us out. That's going to be the music that takes us out. So I'm going to let that play a little longer. And if you could do me the unspoken solid of listening to that towards the end, I mean, all the way to the end without stopping, that would be great. Everything, and I know I say I'm a lot, I'm really conscious of that right now. But everything I've accomplished, I've done it with her on my mind, with what she might think. I wanted her to be very proud wherever it was that she was looking from. So when I made the decision to become a social worker, I thought about her. When I made the decision to work at a nonprofit that focused on getting young black kids in and through college, I thought about her. When I think about how I can be most effective with teachers that are teaching our young people that grew up the way I did, I think about her and what she would say. And I think about her when I do stupid stuff, when I get into dumb arguments, when I like make stupid, idiotic mistakes. I think about her face and I think about all those things. So I just wanted to honor a parent of mine that, if she hadn't existed and done what she done for me, like I probably wouldn't even be doing this podcast. This podcast that's aimed, I hope you all are enjoying it, but that's initially aimed at a younger me. I'm really selfish. I make a podcast that I like to listen to. It's really bad. But that's what I do. And y'all have been supporting it. This is a really quick episode, but I wanted to, we'll be back to where we need to be next week, talking about just things that's going on in culture and my take on it and some really funny stories about how those things may have affected me or my role in some of those things. Like, I enjoy embarrassing myself for the pleasure of you all, but it's fine. It's all good. I know this show took a different turn, but I couldn't address the things that was happening in this country. So with all that being said, God bless you all. I appreciate you. If you are listening through iTunes, please, please, please go and feel free to leave a comment. Give it some stars. If you like it, give it those 5 stars. I want folks to get this Oakland Boys podcast up to the top of comedy or wherever it may be. I want to definitely represent the city and represent the things that I hold true to my heart. This is how I feel about these things, and I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Again, hope you had a great holiday. Hope you got well rested. I did not get work done the way that I thought I was, but it's okay. I will be back at work on Monday just like the rest of you and kicking myself for the things that I didn't do. But you know what? I got to spend time with some folks that I really enjoyed, and what can you do? So, with that being said, God bless. Good night. I will holler at y'all later. Cole out. Peace.
I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am He who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow.
Everywhere.